अद्यतनकक्षां पुनः प्रारम्भं कुर्मः. विषादयोगानन्तरं साङ्ख्ययोगः, साङ्ख्ययोगस्य उपदेशः, साङ्ख्ययोग आत्मयोगस्य उपदेशानन्तरं किञ्चित् कर्मयोगस्य परिचयः दीयते. कर्मयोगः कथं कर्तव्यं, तत्र तावत् किमर्थं कथं, तत्र द 5 Ws अण्ड् 1 H यदस्ति, वट् वेन् वै वेर् हौ, सर्वं तावत् अतीव क्लियर्लि एक्स्प्लेन् कृतमस्ति कर्मयोगस्य. तदनन्तरं कर्मयोगस्य अन्तिमश्लोके यदा समाधौ अचला बुद्धिः इति पदं श्रूयते, कृष्णा यूसेस् द वर्ड् समाधौ अचला बुद्धिः. अचला बुद्धिः, अर्जुन टेक्स् दट् वर्ड्, ही टेक्स् क्लू फ्रम् दट् वर्ड् अण्ड् फार्म्स् द वर्ड् स्थितप्रज्ञा. One who has equanimity of mind, equipoised mind, tat svikritya, sthitaprajna iti padam svikritya, Arjuna ha chatvari prashnaha pruchyati. Arjuna asks 4 questions. Sthitaprajnasya bhasha ka, kidrisha sthitaprajnasya samadhistasya sthitaprajnasya ka bhasha, sthitadihi kim prabhasheta, kim asita, kim vrajeta. So what does he talk, how does he talk, how does he behave, and how does he walk around, talk around, what is his characteristics, features, he asks. Very very important set of shlokas for any sadhaka, and how the sadhana marga, and how again all the entire sthitaprajna chapter, we have seen that we can see it at different plane, tatra transactional level ityukte day to day transactional level madhye drashtum shakyate, अपि च साधनामार्गेषु द्रष्टुं शक्यते, अपि च अन्तिमस्थितप्रज्ञेषु वेन् ही सम्बडी हेज् रीच्ड् द पिनाकल् आफ् परब्रह्म रियलैजेशन् हौ दट् स्थितप्रज्ञा बिहेव्स् केन् आल्सो बी सीन्. सो अट् डिफरेण्ट् लेवल्स् वी केन् अण्डर्स्टाण्ड् द कान्सेप्ट् आफ् स्थितप्रज्ञा एण्ड् गो अहेड् वित् दर् अण्डर्स्टाण्डिङ्ग् आफ् भगवद्गीता. प्रथमं तत् द फस्ट् क्यारेक्टरिस्टिक् वाट् ही सेस् इस् प्रजहाति यदा कामान् सर्वान् पार्थमनोगतान् आत्मन्येवात्मना तुष्टः स्थितप्रज्ञस्त उच्यते. 2 simple characteristics आर् गिवन्, वेरि सिम्पल्. वि सा इन् द प्रीवियस् क्लास् इट् इस् वेरि डिफिकल्ट् टु टेल् एनिबडी टु स्टाप् डूयिङ्ग् सम्थिङ्ग् or to not do something. Tatra negative instructions yada diyate tat samyak karyam na karoti, tadarthameva positive reetya convert karaniyam. Even when a small child is playing, what happens is immediately we try to turn the attention of the child to something better, so that the other thing is forgotten, the previous thing what is not so good for the child is forgotten. Similarly tata eva Krishna api karoti prajahati yada kaman sarvan parthamanogatan. A option number A, point number A or step number A yadasti tat sarvan manogatan kaman. Very powerful we saw that sarvan manogatan kaman yada prajahati. First, when somebody is trying to prajahati, leave or renounce all the manogatan kaman, all the unnecessary desires which keep on coming, parampara kama parampara agachati. Once we achieve something, the next parampara, it keeps on going. We saw the story of Saubari Charitam, we saw various examples wherein he also says manorathanam na samaptirasti varshayutenaapi tathabda purnaihi purneshu purneshu punarnavanam utpattayasanti manorathanam. New and new manorathas keep coming, new kamas, new desires keep coming after each one of them are fulfilled. For example, even in management, many of you would have studied, there is something called Maslow's need hierarchy of needs. Tatra pratamam tavat, tatra basic need bhavati, anantaram kinchit advanced need bhavati, anantaram luxury needs bhavati, anantaram esteem needs bhavati, anantaram self-actualization needs. Evameva tat manorathanam parampara gachchannasti. And we also saw how ashanam manushyanam kachid aschary shrinkhala yaya baddhah pradavanti muktas tishtanti pangut. Asha, desire, is one wonder chain. It is the only chain which is extremely unique in nature. Because when somebody is tied by a chain, they will actually sit in one place, and when they are liberated from the chain, people keep running ahead. But asha, desire, is such a very unique chain. What it does? Desire iti chain yadasti, when somebody is bound by that chain of desire, he keeps running every day, every minute, every hour, thinking of what he has to achieve, he keeps running. Param यदा तत्र वेन ही इज लिबरेटेड फ्रॉम दट चेन ऑफ डिजायर्स ही सिट्स इन वन प्लेस मुक्ताः तिष्ठन्ति पंगुवत् लाइक ए हैंडीकैप विद नो टू लेग्स ही सिट्स इन वन प्लेस साइलेंटली सो दट इज वॉट इज द यूनिकनेस ऑफ दिस चेन कॉल्ड एस डिजायर एवमेव यदा सर्वान् कामान् मनोगतान् कामान् यः प्रजहाति ओके सो रिमूव युअर सेल्फ फ्रॉम ऑल द एक्सटर्नल कामास A, B, step B, what you should do, how can I remove, I can't stop thinking about anything, okay, don't worry, Atmanyeva Atmana Tushtaha, start looking inside, Antarmukha Samaradhya Bahirmukha Sudurlabha, so whatever is inside, again, get inside to yourself and start seeing within yourself, try to see the Paramatman who is lying within yourself, Atmanyeva Atmana Tushtaha, be contented, again at a transactional level we saw that, it only refers to whatever you have now, be contented with that, of course, this does not refer to the, again we should not again misunderstand this with the knowledge achievement or the samaja seva or the paropakara or the dharmakara what we have to do the karma what we have to do in that we should not stop doing that saying that sarvan I'll stop everything external I'll only start seeing internal again there we have to again understand that until we have reached that paramatma jnanam when everything automatically liberates the external karma and our duties As long as it automatically detaches itself from us, till then we still have to keep on doing. So, which is why we should always remember, until we start Sadashiva Brahmendra's Jnana, wherein even when somebody cuts your hand and you don't realize, that is when we can stop doing the karma and all. So, till then, anyways, till we get that total Sharira Anabhimana or total realization of the Atman and do not have even a small pinch of attachment towards his body and towards the materialistic world around us, till then we still have to do. But in the sadhana marga, who becomes a sthita prajna? That lakshana says, when yada tatra sarvan manogatan partha manogatan kaman prajahati ye b, then what happens to him? Atmaniyeva atmana tushtaha bhavati tada sthita prajna uchyate. That time it will be called as, he will be called as sthita prajna. So let us see the thing. When a man completely casts away all the desires of mind, gets satisfied in self alone by the self only, then he becomes told to be of sthita prajna. Second one, dukheshvanudvigna manaha sukheshvaviga tasprahaha vitara agakrodaha sthita dhirmuni ruchyate. Again, sthita dhihi munihi. Of next definition, dukheshu anudvignamanaha, totally unperturbed by dukha, sukheshu vigatasprahaha, one who is unattached or does not keep on asking for more and more in sukha, vita raga bhaya krodaha, free from raga, affection, passion, bhaya, fear, bhakrodaha, anger, tadrsha munihi, a muni who is there, mauni munihi sadakaha, sadihi uchyate, he is told to be of sthitadihi. What is the beauty here? A sthita prajna is in a situation wherein a dukkha or sukha, jaya, parajaya, ninda, stuti, labha, does not even affect him in any ways. Basically, tatra sthita prajnasya sthitadihi munehe, tatra etadrsha vatu asti itteva matihi nasti. He does not even know that these things, there is a duality asti itteva nasti tatra. So he is far away from all these this thing and he has reached non-duality is one of our Shamadhi Shatka Sampatti, the six treasures what we have to get. Shama, Dama, Uparati, Tiksha, Samadhi, all these. Of these, non-duality is one of those. So he is always in a state of non-duality. So there is no question of he being affected by Dukha or Sukha. So again that is being explained, dukkheshu anudvigna manaha, in any diversity totally unshaken, very very calm in any kind of diversity. In happiness, vigataspraha, he is totally, again even in happiness he does not jump, rejoice around and this thing, again he is very calm. And vita raga bhaya krodaha, free from affection, fear and again we have seen many stories again relating to this also in all our forward mails also we have received wherein again there is a person who gets a small ring presented by his father which has the words inscribed around it saying this will also go away or this will also move away, something like that. So yada tatra sukha jivana amshaha bhavanti, when there are happy moments in his life he keeps seeing that he is not much rejoiced, he knows that this will also go away. then dukkha moments come, and one day he decides to commit suicide and jump into a river. At that time when he's on the bridge and he again sees this and says, this will also go away. So he knows that this will also go away. He comes back and again starts something and he becomes successful in his life. Yevameva, when we know that this will also go away, sukha va dukkha yat kimapi astu tat sarvam gachati yataha, because again first shloka. What is first shloka? Gatasun agatasumscha nanu shochanti panditaha. Once we know what is permanent, what is temporary, what stays, what goes away, the dharmakarya, what we do stays on, all the other materialistic things goes away, because after we go, again when we go away from here, when we leave the body, again the degree what we have got, the money what we have got, the bungla what we have got, the car, everything, all these are the achievements which have to be done in this world to satisfy some laukika roles and duties. But then the punya papa, the good deeds and the fruits of theirs which are there, do carry on with us. So evameva pashyamaschet dukhesh vanudvigna manaha sukhesh vigataspraha vita raga bhayakrodaha sthitadir muniruchyate. After this he comes on to say, these two defined, they just gave the lakshanam, sthita prajnasya ka bhasha sthitadihi kim prabhasheta, gave the lakshanam. Now if we see, how does he behave, how does he walk around, what does he do, what does the sthita prajna, yaha sarvatra anabisneha shubha ashubham prapya na binandati na dveshti tasya prajna pratishtita. Very simple. Sarvatra anabisneha, sarvatra, in all places, in all situations, everywhere, anabisneha, without any attachment. He is always in this world also. Saha samsare karyam karoti. Let us take the example of any grihastha. We took the example of Tukaram, Jnaneshwar, and we took the example of Shankaracharya also. Staying in this world, they are in this world, they are moving around, they are talking to people, they are doing their Nitya Puja Vidhi even now. If we see the Sringeri Jagadguru, Kanchi Jagadguru, or any of these people, they are still doing their daily activities and daily puja. They have their own trusts and organizations, they are working for religious causes, social causes, for peace development causes, for the country's causes. They are working. Lot of great people are there who are doing all this, but still they are there within the samsara sagara and still doing their daily duty of maintaining the family, helping people around. Whatever profession they have taken, they do those duties also. Evameva, the attachment with detachment. So their attachment to the work, to excel in their work, to excel in their profession, to excel in their role, being a teacher, being a doctor, being a housewife, being an employee, software person, management person, whatever, practicing chartered, whatever we say, yatkimapi bhavatu, tasmin karye tatra kaushalam bhavitavyam, yogaha bhavitavyam, param tasya phale detachment bhavitavyam, evameva, evam yaha sarvatra anabisneha, apicha, once we do the karya, shubha ashubham bhavatyeva, shubha ashubham prapyapi na abhinandati na dveshti, tasya prajna pratishtita bhavati. So that is the swarupa lakshanam. Pratamam tavat swarup, the basic definition is given. Agre tavat tatra karya lakshanam yadasti. What is the acharana lakshanam yadasti? The definition of how he behaves, acts, is given. Again, yada samharate chayam kurmonga niva sarvashah indriya anindriyarthebhyah tasya prajna pratishthita. We described kurmonganiva in detail in the previous classes, just for the advantage of a few people who may have missed it. Tatra kurmonganiva, why the example of tortoise? Again, we saw that tortoise manages both land and water, so sukha dukkha, and it is even paced in that. That was one logic. Second reasoning of kurmonganiva example is, again, kurmonganiva, in any onslaught of any enemy or diffident vastu yadasti tada kim bhavati, all the sense organs are immediately withdrawn in an instant. Instantaneously, all the sense organs, 5 sense organs and manas. So the head, 4 limbs and the tail which is there represent that. So immediately withdrawn. So let us say a sense organ, a desire from the sense organ comes. Tatra ladu asti. Yadyapi asmakam tatra madulehaha asti. Tatra do diabetes or any other problem is there. But still when the ladu is there, the desire for it comes instantaneously. Kurmonganiva sarvashaha, immediately we need to withdraw ourselves from that and do it. Again, what kimartam kurmonganiva? the external, the fat external which is there, therefore the external covering which is there is the Daivanugraha which will protect us from that onslaught of that. So again Kurmonganiva, again why Kurmonganiva Sarvashaha? Whenever required, let us say all the enemies are gone, now the tortoise has to walk towards the land or get its object or walk towards the sea and jump into the sea, but at that time, that is when we have to still do our duties, at that time we have to use all the sense organ which God has given us, and in full flow we have to work. Asmabhi karyam karyam tavat kartavyam karmacharanam kartavyam, till we reach the parabrahma jnana, till we reach the supreme realization. Like Jadabharata, again he saw God in the ant when he was carrying the palanquin of the king. He saw God in the ant and he started jumping. He didn't want to even touch the ant and hurt the ant at that time. And when the king got angry and hit Jadabharata, apart from Jadabharata, everybody around got the pain of it. Why was that? We explained the logic. Because, very simple, he saw himself in everybody and everybody in himself. So that yada tatra atma jnanam agachati, at that time we can stop doing all the karma or allocated duties. Automatically, when the fruit automatically becomes ripe, it will just fall away. That is the right time for renunciation. The pseudo renunciation or renunciation out of frustration is not the real renunciation. Evam kurmonganiva sarvashaha. So whenever it is required, with all the full limbs, we should work, do all our work again in a slow and steady pace, and never rest at any point of time. We should keep on going ahead. Anantaram samsara sagare api, even when required we have to jump into the samsara sagara and still do all the allocated duties and activities. Evam kurmonganiva. So various explanations, commentaries have been given for kurmonganiva. So yada samharate chayam kurmonganiva sarvashaha indriyani indriyarthebhyah tasya prajna pratishtita. When all the sense organs are instantaneously samharate, being renounced or contracted or controlled from the indriyani and indriyarthebhyah, the sense organs, indriyarthebhyah, from the indriyas, tada tasya prajna pratishtita bhavati. He completely withdraws the senses from their objects. Then it becomes steady. Evameva pashyamah. Vishaya vinivartante niraharasya dehinah rasavarjam rasopyasya param drishtva nivartate. Just to again small awareness Krishnaha dadati kimityukte. He gives the differentiating factor between sadhaka and sthita prajna. Sadhaka, what happens? Sadhaka tavat, again the same ekadashi example, when we all do ekadashi, it is like sadhaka. We try to keep ourselves away from food or away from the any of the ruchikara vastu, what we have to be, we should not be taking on that day. We keep ourselves away from any other source of materialistic entertainment, and we try to push ourselves into upasamipayoho vasaha. And again, upavasa, the word upavasa itself means upa samipayoho vasaha, kasya samipayoho vasaha, paramatmanaha samipayoho vasaha, tat katham karaniyam, bhajana, kirtana, upanyasa, shravana, patana, parayana, ityadi karmabihi kartavyam. So therefore we involve ourselves in all these activities during that day and try to keep our mind away from the food thought. Evam kurmaha, sadhaka is doing that. But when suddenly somebody refers to that word, food or dosa, ladu, whatever he refers, immediately we are able to identify even the taste. For some of us, we are still, even though the vastu is not there, we are able to smell the vastu also. Evam chete tatra, that is the sadhaka's state of mind, because he forcefully tried to put himself away from the sense, the materialistic objects. Param yada, the difference between him, sadhaka, and the sthita prajna kim bhavati. Sthita prajna is already in a state of mind where none of these even like affect him, or he does not even realize that these things are present around him. So rasvarjam rasopi asya, yada the rasopi, the taste, the feel, the thought also is forgotten. When that is forgotten, param drishtva nivartate, that is the when he becomes a realized person. Niraharasya dehinaha, niraharasya dehinaha, one who has tried to control himself, he is trying to put himself nirahara. Niraharasya dehinaha vishayaha vinivartante, of course the objects move away from him, but as for sthita prajna, rasa varjam bhavati, rasopi asya varjam bhavati, even the taste or feel of it is also gone. Supreme also having seen Saha Tatra the having seen the Supreme. Again we saw that always when we get the best of objects, all the other objects become very very trivial. Again, how does this happen? Again, when we were talking about previous class, how is this actually possible that he does not even have any thought to around it? Again, we can take various examples in our transactional day-to-day life. When we have heard the best of songs, all the other singing will just be a song, that's all. We will not involve our mind towards it. When we have had the best of food in some places, or we have the best of food, all the other food which is there becomes just an object which is there and which does not affect us or which does not influence our thoughts towards it. Similarly, in many of these objects, param drishtva, when the best is already seen by us, enjoyed by us, and we kind of are involved in that best, all the other vastus automatically lose their importance and become just pure vastu. That's all. Yevameva gachhamascheta, we got reduced ourselves to two shlokas, 60 and 61. And we saw how 60 is actually the introduction to a small question and 61 is the answer to that question. Pashyamaha, yatato hyapi kaunteya पुरुषस्य विपश्चितः इंद्रियाणि प्रमाथीनि हरन्ति प्रसभं मनः. अगेन टॉक्स अबाउट द साधना मार्ग. यदा तत्र साधना कोऽपि विपश्चितः अस्ति, विपश्चितः अ स्कॉलरली पर्सन, विपश्चितः पुरुषस्य किं भवति, एकस्य विपश्चितः पुरुषस्य यततो ह्यपि, यतः यत्नम, यतः फ्रॉम द वर्ड यतः यत्नम, प्रयत्नम, यत्नम प्रयत्नम, प्रयत्नम कृते अपि, इवन दो ही इज पुटिंग लॉट ऑफ एफर्ट्स, सः अध्ययनं करोति, वेदांत विषयम् अध्ययनं करोति, अनन्तरं सः तावत् तत्र ध्यानमार्गेषु सः प्रयत्नं करोति, प्रतिनित्यं संध्यावंदन पूजादिकं कर्म करोति, सर्वं तावत् करोति. अगेन ही इज गोइंग ऑन द पाथ ऑफ द साधना. मध्ये मध्ये किं भवति, थीनी इंद्रियाणि सन्ति किल, दीस टर्ब्युलेंट सेंस ऑर्गन्स विच आर देयर, व्हाट दे डू इज हरन्ति प्रसभं मनः, दे फोर्सफुली probably which is the example which one of the upanyasakas gave, saying that he gave the example of tatra pendulum asti, ekam pendulum asti chete, pendulum yavat right gachati tavat left api gachati, evam tatra sadhanayam yavat gachamah sometimes indriyani pramathini haranti prasabham manah. So therefore what we have to do is we have to slowly bring the pendulum to a standstill in the mid, in between, be really liberated from the non-duality and stop in the between and still do the and achieve the Parabrahman. That will be the kind of purpose. Evam, what happens? Indriyani pramathini haranti prasabham manah. He kaunteya yatataha api, even striving for all the dhyana marga, yoga marga, karma marga, while he still striving, a genuine sadhaka, tadrsha purushasya api manah, the mind, pramathini indriyani prasabham harati, it just violently, forcefully, hatat tatra akarshati, pramathini indriyani akarshati. So we saw this shloka. Padaparichayam ekavaram shigrataya kurmaha. Ekaunteya kunti putra akarantav pullinga sambodhana prathamaikavachanam yatataha api, yatataha यततः यतत् शब्दः पुल्लिंग षष्ठी विभक्ति एकवचनम् अपि अव्ययम् विपश्चितः विपश्चित् शब्दः विपश्चित् विपश्चितौ विपश्चितः अत्र षष्ठी विभक्ति एकवचनम् भवति विपश्चितः अनन्तरं तावत् पुरुषस्य पुरुषस्य पुरुषः पुरुषौ पुरुषाः पुरुषस्य षष्ठी विभक्ति एकवचनम् पुरुषस्य of the person, of the scholarly person. Manaha chittam sakaranta napumsakalinga dvitiya bhakti ekavachanam pramathini pramathin shabdaha nakaranta napumsakalinga prathama vibhakti bahuvachanam indriyani indriyam indriye indriyani napumsakalinga prathama vibhakti bahuvachanam prasabham prasabham is hataat prasabham by nature itself it is an avyaya hataat prasabham prasabham haranti haranti hirinj harane is the dhatu it is an abhvadigana lat lakara harati haratah haranti harasi haratah haratha harami haravah haramah so hirinj harane harane tatra snatch away harane ityukte snatch away akarshanti kila so akarshanti they attract snatch away they first attack and immediately forcefully snatch away evameva tatra akarshanti iti tatra artham dattamasti హే కౌంతేయ ఓ ఓ కుంతి టర్బులెంట్ సెన్సెస్ వాట్ ఎవర్ దే వైలెంట్లీ స్నాచ్ అవే ద మైండ్ ఆఫ్ ఈవెన్ అ వైస్ మ్యాన్ హూ ఇస్ స్ట్రాంగ్లీ స్ట్రైవింగ్ ఫర్ హూ ఇస్ స్ట్రైవింగ్ ఆఫ్టర్ పర్ఫెక్షన్ బలాత్ ఆకర్షతి యతతో హి యతః ప్లస్ హి విసర్గ సంధి రేఫ ఉకార గుణ ఆదేశ భవతి హి అపి యణ్ సంధి హ్యపి యతః యత్ ప్లస్ శత్రు ప్రత్య క్త ప్రత్యయ భవతి యత్ ధాతోః తప్రత్యయ భూతకృదంత యతతః అపి యతన్ ఇత్యపి కర్తృ శక్యతే శత్రు ప్రత్యయ యతన్ ఇత్యవ భవతి యతతః యతన్ యతంతో యతంతః అపి భవతి శత్రు ప్రత్యయ వర్తమాన కృదంత శత్రు ప్రత్యయ వర్తమాన కృదంత అగ్రే గచ్చామః. సో ఫర్ దిస్ ఫర్ ద క్వశ్చన్ వాట్ హి ఆస్క్డ్ తత్ర యతతో హ్యపి బలాత్ హరతి తర్హి చేత్ కిం కర్తవ్యం తాని సర్వాణి సంయమ్య యుక్త ఆసీత మత్పర వశేహి యస్య ఇంద్రియాణి తస్య ప్రజ్ఞ ప్రతిష్ఠిత తర్హి చేత్ కిం కర్తవ్యం స్టెప్ నంబర్ వన్ తాని సర్వాణి సంయమ్య తాని సర్వాణి సంయమ్య టైటు సర్వాణి ఇంద్రియాణి తాని ఇత్యుక్తే ఇంద్రియాణి ఆల్ ద సెన్స్ ఆర్గన్స్ ఇంద్రియాణి సంయమ్య వాట్ హ్యాపన్స్ యుక్త ఆసీత మత్పర యుక్త ఆసీత మత్పర అగైన్ ఆల్ ద థాట్స్ విచ్ ఆర్ దేర్ should slowly be steady fastly kept on the matparah matparah para para vastu parah again the paramatma vastu parah once it is strongly centralized pivotized or is attached the central pillar called paramatma god then how much ever we go round 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 we will not fall down we saw that in the previous class itself a child who runs around again and again he keeps running around the pillar but holds on to the pillar strongly never falls down it is only a very delightful game for him ఏమేవ యదా గృహస్థ గృహీయః అస్తి సః మధ్యే సెంట్రలైజింగ్ హిస్ థాట్స్ అరౌండ్ ద పరమాత్మన్ వెన్ హీ కీప్స్ గోయింగ్ రౌండ్ అండ్ రౌండ్ తదా ద ఇంద్రియాణి విచ్ ఆర్ దేర్ కెన్ నెవర్ పుల్ హిమ్ అవే ఫ్రమ్ ద సెంట్రల్ అండ్ హీ స్టేస్ ఫర్మ్లీ ప్లేస్డ్ ఇన్ దట్ అండ్ వాట్ ఈస్ ద అగైన్ ద tool or facilitator which can keep us firmly rooted in the centralized pillar of Paramatma again the answer is satsanga nama japa karma charanam chitta shuddhi these are the only tools which can again and again bring us and keep us pivotized into the centralized Paramatma and never get lost in the circles of samsara the example of Sadashiva Brahmendra how though he had got all the jnana still he was influenced by some people commenting about him and changed his stance and again the same people commented and he had to change that is when he again had not got the paripakvata he along with Sridhar Ayyavaal and other Bodhendras they had lot of discussions around the nama bhakti sutra and all those concepts and evam he started writing various kritis pibare ramarasam bruhi mukundeti sarvam brahmamayam evam all these kritis and when that nama ruchi or that went in all the other pollution which was there just goes out so when the good dense liquid which is there fills in all the other bad just goes out automatically evameva tani sarvani samyamya yukta asita matparah vashehi asya indriyani once that is done it is easy to control the mind evameva pashyamah tani indriyani sarvani samyamya niruddhya tani sakalani sarvani indriyani samyamya having controlled yuktah యుక్తః యోగీయః అస్తి మత్పరః యదా భవతి యస్య వశే వన్స్ దట్ ఇస్ డన్ తస్య వశే ఇంద్రియాణి సంతి తస్య ప్రజ్ఞ ప్రతిష్ఠిత భవతి తాదృశ పురుషస్య బుద్ధిః అతీవ స్థిరా భవతి దట్ ఇస్ వాట్ హి సేస్ సో ఫర్ 60 ఇమీడియట్లీ గివ్స్ అన్ ఆన్సర్ ఇఫ్ ఇట్ ఇస్ గోయింగ్ అవే ఇంద్రియాణి ప్రసవం హరతి చేత్ bring it forcibly you again bring it back forcibly through satsanga and through bhajan through namasankirtanam through puja karma through all the karma acharanam bring it back forcibly into the centralized god and obviously they will become weak and you will win the sadhana yuddham you will be able to win evam having controlled all the indriyas and focusing steadfast on me as the supreme on the paramatman one who sits and under whose control all the senses are there, tasya prajna, that is when he becomes a sthita prajna, pratishtita prajna bhavati saha. Tani tat shabda sarvanama napumsakalinga dvitiya bhakti bohchanam, sarvani sakalani all samyamya niruddhya avyayam lyamtavyayam yuktaha pullinga prathamekavachanam matparaha prathamekavachanam asite as dhatoho. Again here asit, which is there, the asit is as dhatu. So as dhatu, that is, it is sitting. Tatra samyamya yukta asita, asita asti, no, that is not asit, asita yukta asita matparaha yada saha asita bhavati. Asa upaveshane is the dhatu. Asa upaveshane, that word is, there is a small typo there. It is not asit, it is asita tishteta. Both ways the vyanjana varna chinha should be removed. Asita is upaveshane, to sit. Kim asita kim vrajeta is question has been asked right by Arjuna in that sitadihi kim prabhasheta kim asita kim vrajeta. So that asita word only is used by Krishna, and he says asita upaveshane vidhiling lakare asti atmane padyam asita asiyatam asiran asithah asiyatham asidvam asiya asivahi asimahi evam. So how does he sit? Upaveshane, to sit. Yasya vashe indriyani bhavanti tasya prajna pratishtita. Yat shabda vashe saptami ekavachanam indriyani prathama bahuvachanam tasya tat shabda shashti ekavachanam sahataute prajna buddhihi and pratishtita, both silinga prathamaikavachanam. Padaparichayam, padajnanam, padartham visa. We'll go to the next one. Tatparyam pashyamaha. Tatparyam pashyamaha. Yogi tani sarvani indriyani samyamya matparaha tan san tishtita. Evam yaha tishtati tasya prajna nischala bhavati. Very very simple concept. Again, the language is simple, the concepts are simple, but implementation very 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 difficult. Yukta asita yuktaha asita visargalopa yasya indriyani yasya plus indriyani a plus e gives a gunasandhi, same like gana, isha, ganesha, gunasandhi. Matparaha mamaparaha matparaha shashti tatpurusha samasaha samyamya sam upasargapurvaka yam dhatoho lyapratyaha samyamya having controlled samyama control samyamya having control yukta yujir plus ta bhutakridanta yuktaha asita matparaha bhutakridanta. We will introduce this shloka, a very very nice shloka. Lot of modern versions of this have been running around in a positive way. We will see that also. Let us just take this shloka. Ekavaram vadami sarve anuvadantu, and sarve all of us can again read it twice. Dhyayato vishayan pumsah sangaste shupajayate sangat sanjayate kamah kamat krodho bijayate krodhat bhavati sammohah sammohat smriti vibhramah smriti bhramshat buddhi nashah buddhi nashat pranashyati. Shlokam tavat dvivaram patantu. Read the shloka 2 times. Quite a simple concept again, easy to understand also. Shlokam patitam va, shlokam dvivaram patantu. The shloka talks about the don't. Etavat paryantam do's dattamasti, yatyat kartavyam iti dattamasti, idanim what should not be done, and how a simple act of dhyana, contemplating upon, meditating upon the right vastu, meditating upon the right vastu can take us to the sadhana, to the sanyasta marga or the paramat vastu. Okay. Origin, can you give the vipitaha vaschitaha vipaschit vipaschitau vipaschitaha. Ekavaram drishtva vadami. I'll get the proper vyutpatti of it and I'll come back to you. I'll mail everybody on that word vipaschit. Good question. Thank you. Okay. ரைட். சோ தியாயதோ விஷயான் பும்சஹ சங்கஸ்தேஷூபஜாயதே. வெரி வெரி சிம்பிள். அனர்த்த பரம்பரா தத்தமஸ்தி அத்ர. தியாயதஹ விஷயான் பும்சஹ, விஷயான் தியாயதஹ பும்சஹ, பீப்பிள் ஆர் தேர், விஷயான் தியாயதஹ விஷய வஸ்து, மெட்டீரியலிஸ்டிக் வஸ்து தியாயதஹ. ஃபர்ஸ்ட் thinking thoughts start from everything, all the good or bad always starts from thoughts. Tadartameva uktamasti anobhadraha kratavoyanta vishvatah. Let good thoughts always come to us from all sides. Even in all the prarthana also, bhadram karnebihi shruniyama, bhadram pashyema akshabihi, evam let all good things, let us hear good things, let us see good things, let us think about good things. Why so much of stress on thoughts? Because thought is the basic seed for either good or bad. Atra pashyamaha vishayan dhyayatah. Vishayan dhyayatah, materialistic, always thinking about materialistic, kim bhavati vishayan dhyayatah sangah jayate. Attachment comes towards it. Attachment, sangha, slowly the attachment gets converted slowly into kama, an extreme desire or lust for that object. What happens? Kamat krodho bijayate. When that kama is there and the kama keeps on increasing by nature, none of the desires which are there are decreasing in nature, so they keep on increasing, and at what one point of time the fulfillment becomes difficult. Tada kim bhavati krodho bijayate. Krodha, once anger comes, it leads to anger. When anger comes, slowly the mind, logical reasoning capacity of the mind gets slowly limited. Sammohaha bhavati. Recently, I think we have doctor also here. People have researched that once people are in a different kind of emotions, different secretions are there either in the mind or different parts of the body, and body reacts differently, the thought gets a little bit diluted also. So, krodhat bhavati sammohaha. Sammohat smriti vibmaha. Once that the logical reasoning portion of the mind, sammoha, is a little bit affected, the smriti vibramaha, the memory, the whether the person has been good to us, bad to us, what happened in the past, what is the background, kimartham, why are we doing this, all the smriti vibramaha bhavati. Smriti bramsat buddhi nashaha. The brain, mind, whatever we talk about, it stops functioning, it gets destroyed. Buddhi nashat pranashyati. A person just falls down and he breaks down. Evam, why does he introduce this? Dhyanasya, dhyana samyak, satsanga dhyanasya, sat paramatma vastunaha dhyanasya, pramukhyam varnayitum ayam uktamasti. All of us would have seen these quotations written in many places. Watch your thoughts, because thoughts become words, words become deeds or actions. The actions continuously done, they become habit. If any of us want to develop any new habit or new practice in our lives, some psychological people have concluded we have to continuously do it in the same time, same day, in the same effort for 21 days. Then slowly it starts becoming a habit. Evam, actions become habits, and once they become habit, it becomes a character of that person itself. And once your character is there and you have a good character, the character determines your destiny. This is the thought which most of us would have seen in many places, in public places also written this thing. Watch your thoughts, they become words, words become action, action becomes habits, habits becomes character, character becomes destiny. Evam, simple thoughts can change destiny and they can make and determine the destiny. Evam eva, the same thing, the same concept has been explained here. Vishayan dhyayatah, tatra materialistic vishayan, keep on thinking about that materialistic. There is a sense of attachment which comes from the sense of attachment, kamaha. It changes into an extreme passionate desire or lust to get that object by whatever way. And once if we get it, also the next object comes. And if we don't get it there, krodaha abhijayate, krodat sammoha delusion bhavati, tena smriti vibramaha, smriti bramshat buddhinashaha, buddhinashat pranashyati. Anartha parampara, how we have to avoid. And how simple concepts of thoughts, everyday thoughts which are coming into our mind, how we can watch over our thoughts. Which is why lot of elder people always keep telling, watch your thoughts and keep thinking well. How can we again, how can we always think on good things? Whatever I do, all these other things keep on coming to mind, materialistic objects keep coming to mind. How can I do this sadhana? Very simple answer again. Simple answer. Go back to satsanga. Do your karma. Win your satsanga slowly. In the first day probably in when we sit 1 hour, 5 minutes our manas will be there and 55 minutes our manas will be going around somewhere. Slowly as we start on practicing, slowly when we start enjoying the satsanga itself, the upanyasa, the parayana, the bhajana, the karma charanam, when you start enjoying or reading some book relating to sad vishaya, slowly the mind starts slowly getting attached towards this and we tend to forget the other things around. Evam dhyayatah sadhanam kartum shakyate. We'll see the prose order. Anvayam pashyamah vishayan indriya vishayan dhyayatah chintayatah purushasya teshu vishayeshu asaktihi. Attachment comes. Once attachment is there, the longing for it is got. The longing is born. From deep longing, vancha, what happens? Anger comes. That is, because once a small thing is fulfilled, the next thing comes. It goes on till the kama reaches the pinnacle and we are not able to achieve it beyond that level. And then anger comes. Once anger grows, krodhat sammohaha bhavati, delusion comes. Delusion tena, loss of memory bhavati. Loss of memory ritya, ruif, discrimination. What is right, what is wrong, who is good, who is bad. And that logical reasoning of that situation gachati. Tada buddhi nashat pranashyati. Tasya nashaha bhavati. Quickly we'll see the tatra pada parichayam pashyamah vishayan dvitiya bhakti bahuvachanam dhyayatah dhyayate shashti bhakti ekavachanam pumsah purushasya shashti ekavachanam teshu saptami bahuvachanam sangah prathama ekavachanam upajayate upa upasarga purvaka jani pradurbhave latlakara prathama purusha ekavachanam. So it is an atmanepadi tavadeva. Jayate, jayate, jayante. It comes like that. Sangate, panchami ekavachanam, kamaha, prathama ekavachanam, sanjayate again. Sam upasarga purvaka, jani pradurbhave, lat prathama purusha ekavachanam. Kamate, pulling prathama ekavachanam. Krodaha, pulling up prathama ekavachanam. Abhijayate, abhi plus jan again, jani pradurbhave. The same dhatu he has used to ensure that continuity of actions are being understood clearly. Krodate, sammoha, bhavati sammohat prativibramah smritibramshat buddhinashah all are pratham ekavachanam buddhinashat pranashyati nashyati. So pra upasarga purvaka nashyati nashyadhatoho latlakara pratham purusha ekavachanam. Quickly we will see the linkage and the English meaning and we will try to close out. Thinking of objects, attachment is formed. Attachment, a desire, longing to it there, and longing, anger grows. Anger to delusion, delusion to loss of memory to ruin of discrimination between what is right, what is wrong, who is good, who is bad. From that ruin of discrimination, saha perishes, he perishes totally. Dhyayatah vishayan visarga ukara gunadayah sangaha teshu sangateshu sakaradesha. In place of visarga sa comes sangas teshu. Teshu plus upajayate u plus u dirga savarna dirga sandhi. Krodho abhijayate krodaha abhijayate visarga ukara gunapura rupa sandayah. Krodat bhavati, there's a typo here. Krodat plus bhavati ta comes the krodat bhavati jashva sandhi. Brahmshad buddhinashah buddhinashat pranashyati. Buddhinasho, buddhinashah plus dinashat buddhinasho visarga ukaradeshah. Samasa smritehe vibramah smriti vibramah shashti tatpurusha buddhehe nashah shashti tatpurusha. Dhyayatah dhyai dhatoho shatru pratyaya vartamana kridanta. So these are the grammatic points of the shloka and slowly we'll contemplate on this. So let us put our thoughts on this shloka and try to understand and have more interpretations and meaning and see how we can implement it in our daily lives. Tat pashyamah agami kakshayam punar milamah tavat paryantam yatra yogeshwarah krishno yatra partho janurdarah tatra shrir vijayo bhutir dhruvani tirma tirmama gururev gatihi gurumev bhaje gunai.